Sometimes I wonder how I cope, when every time I open my mouth, you jump down my throat. And some nights the bed's so cold, in frozen sheets, it's like we're lying at opposite poles. And I just don't know what to do, loosen my grip or take a tighter hold on you. Just remember that you came looking for me. I didn't hunt in someone else's territory. You presented the opportunity. It was you who pursued me. Maybe you just needed a change, got a kick out of playing the game. I know you don't like things that stay the same, so I guess you're not to blame. I suppose it's my fault again.
Sometimes we don't see eye to eye, but I don't ask too many questions why. Sometimes we don't see eye to eye, but I don't ask too many questions why.
Neither of us knew what to expect, what was gonna happen next. So we cherished every caress. Sorry I wasn't there when you needed a rest, a shoulder to cry on, moral support. Honestly, I always thought about you, and I hated the fact we only had brief moments of contact. But we'll survive, and if we persevere, then maybe this will last for years. I don't mean to exert pressure, I just wanna give and receive pleasure. And if you're pouring, I'll have a full measure, cause it's you our treasure, even if we're not together.
Questions still remain. Time won't change a single thing, and we're still playing all these selfish games. But I'd hate to hate you. Why do all the questions stay the same? Why do all your answers cause me pain? Do I need to say it all again? I'd hate to hate you.
Sometimes we don't see eye to eye. Sometimes we don't see eye to eye.
I know we ain't exactly Romeo and Juliet, but come on, I ain't nowhere near ready to quit on this yet.
New message. Received today at 12:10 PM.
Alright babe, I'm just phoning to say sorry about all that shit last night. And I won't leave a long message or anything, so I'll speak to you after work or whatever. See you later.
To call the person who left this message, press hash.